Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The headline-making book, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, a memoir by Bruce Bell, is a first-person narrative of a 12-year-old boy closely witnessing the planning of the assassination of JFK by his father, the CIA, Vice President Johnson, and members of the military and mafia. The actual assassins are named as well as its choreography. His personal interactions with many of those involved are described, including those with Oswald, Ruby, and an Air Force general. For the author, Bruce Bell, this experience obviously was traumatic, leaving him scarred. With us on This Week in America to discuss Bruce's book, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, a memoir, is Dr. Kenneth Ball. He's the editor of the book and psychiatrist for Bruce, and Robert Groden, considered the world's leading authority on the photographic evidence in the Kennedy murder. He's the author of 14 books and publications about the assassination, a leading critic of the Warren Report. Robert believes Bruce's book is a true and factual story concerning the assassination of JFK. And Dr. Kenneth Ball and Robert Groden join us to discuss My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, a memoir, on today's This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Great to be here.
There is so much to talk about, and let's do sort of the beginning, lay the groundwork. Dr. Ball, you're the editor of the book. How did this whole book come about? Sort of tell us the beginning and what the book is about, because you cover a lot of new ground here.
Well, Bruce has been wanting to tell his story for some time and was trying to find writers to document it for him, and finally decided to write it himself, and I stepped in to edit it for him. And it's been a very interesting journey for both of us.
Well, it certainly has been. And to go into detail in that in the book is My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy. Their website for the book is myfatherkilledpresidentjohnfkennedy.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Explain your relationship with Bruce, because you really work closely with him in his ability to recount what happened and then in writing the book. What's the relationship you have with Bruce Bell?
Bruce was a patient of mine from the late 1900s. He began to have some fragmented memories of the assassination. And we formed a small group, sort of like a group therapy, to help him reconstitute those memories, which had been erased by a process called MKUltra. CIA program that is a brainwashing kind of program, and as he recalled the memories, he decided that he wanted to write a book because he felt the nation owed this deserved this story, because there's been so much speculation about what had happened. Much of it is false, of course. Much of it is false because the protagonists of the assassination wanted to keep it so.
Yes. Robert, I want to talk about your introduction to this story. As I mentioned, you have spent over a half century studying the issues of the assassination. You've heard many stories, many of them that were unbelievable, and you found that they weren't believable over the course of that period of time. What was it about Bruce's story when you heard it that captured your attention and ultimately your endorsement of his story?
Well, I met Bruce over 20 years ago, and he told me his story, and naturally you have to question everything that you hear, otherwise you go down a thousand or more rabbit holes. What happened was we started to investigate individual things that he remembered in his story, and in 20 years I've never found anything that didn't prove to be true.
You know, that's amazing how this all develops. With us on the program is Dr. Kenneth Ball. He's the editor of the book, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, the book written by Bruce Bell. He is Bruce's psychiatrist and authority on the Kennedy assassination, Robert Groden, and the book available at Amazon. I'll give you that as we go through. Doctor, let's go back for a second. We talk about the fact that you were helped him go back through. I mean, he's 12 years old, a traumatic experience that he went through. talk about, some people will say you can't go back and to open up the mind like that. Talk about that process, because you were able to do that, where he was able to bring back those suppressed memories from age 12.
Well, it was a somewhat difficult process, because he had fragments, and at like with group therapy, we were able to help him reconstitute those memories. It was rather frightening to him, actually, for a while, because there's so much emotion involved in the situation. He was obviously traumatized by what had happened, by his involvement in the witnessing the assassination planning, knowing that his own father was so intimately involved in it.
You know,
and go ahead.
Yeah, finish that thought, because that's so important. This is his dad, along with these other people. Some he knew, some it took a while for him to figure out who these people were. He's 12 years old at the time. How difficult was that for him when he came to the realization his father was part of the planning for the assassination?
Well, obviously, one doesn't want to acknowledge that your father has done something so horrendous, and he and his father had a very difficult relationship afterwards, which we talk about in the second book, the sequel to this first book. Mr. Orr's his father was a very charming diplomatic man who had a very successful career in the aerospace industry, and had relationships thereby with some of the military, who had, for many reasons, wanted to have the president assassinated, and not agreeing with his policies, especially in terms of the Vietnamese War, which the military-industrial complex, as Eisenhower terms it, was really benefiting from the Vietnamese War.
Yes. You see, all of this unfold in the book. Unfortunately, we don't have hours, and we could spend that getting into what we find in the book written by Bruce Bell, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy. I'll give you the information. Book available at Amazon. There's a website. I'll give you that as well. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, your specialty was physical evidence, and I understand this was maybe the first time that you got involved in the inner workings of the conspiracy. Talk about that and your mindset going in, and when you suddenly sort of get behind the scenes of what happened, and obviously it was believable to you once the scene was set by Bruce.
Well, I've always been involved in the photographic evidence, and then the medical evidence, and then the acoustics evidence. So what I've done is I've worked for last 50 plus years trying to show that there was, in fact, a conspiracy, and never tried to really solve it until I met Bruce. And Bruce gave us a roadmap to what actually happened. And that was what was really fascinating about it. And that's why I got involved with him. Back in 1975, I'm the one who released the Zapruder film to the public of the actual assassination. And that changed the entire case. And that's what got the case reopened. And it's been my whole adult life. I turned 18 the day it happened. And between then and now, that's all I've done is that.
Is this like the missing piece of a puzzle when you got that information? Did this fill in a lot of blanks for you and answered some of the questions you had leading up to the assassination?
Yes, absolutely. That's what it is. It's just like the key to solving the case. And I'm very happy to have been part of it. I had nothing to do with the writing of the book except the notes, the introduction, and the back cover notes. But I'm very, very happy to be part of this, and Ken did a great job of editing, and we're very, very happy with the result.
On This Week in America, the program today, we have Robert Groden. You just heard his voice. Robert is a specialist on the assassination, one of the leading, if not the leading, authority on the assassination here in the United States. And Dr. Kenneth Bull, who is a psychiatrist and editor of the book written by Bruce Bell, a memoir, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy. You both, I'm sure, went about it maybe in different ways of trying to find validity to the story to make sure before you got involved in telling the story that the story was accurate and believable. Dr. Bull, I'll start with you. Why did you believe his story? And I understand you had a really involved process that you put his story through to find out in your mind it was credible.
Well, part of the group that was working with Bruce originally was a private investigator who, remember, this was back before there was much Googling available, yes, et cetera. So there was, it was difficult to pin all the stories down or all the points down. To me, the pivotal figure was the Air Force General, Charles Bourne, who Bruce pictured as being pivotal to the story because he was the key to the military that wanted to proceed with the assassination. And it took us some time before we could validate that there was such a general. In fact, it took several years before I was satisfied that this was in fact the general that Bruce was talking about. And we since found corroborating evidence of that. His name is actually part of the documentation of an ownership to Bruce's father's business. So when we discovered that, I was now convinced that this was a true story.
And during this process, Robert came on board and said he acknowledged that this story was believable. Robert, from your standpoint, what was it, again, that captured your attention as you're putting this through, this filter that you have, and suddenly you're realizing, I think this is really a key to going back and finding out what actually happened before and during the assassination?
Well, starting about, I guess it was about 22, 23 years ago when I first heard the story from Bruce, the first thing I did was question it because it is so incredible to find this new aspect of a conspiracy. The fact of the conspiracy was beyond question. I know of nobody who has read the Warren Report that believes it. The thing is that he told many things which made a lot of sense, and if they could be proven, then that would show that there was there. For one thing, he said that his father was with the CIA, and we went out to his father's gravestone in the cemetery in Fort Worth, and the CIA's the attacking eagle is actually on the stone. I mean, that's one little part of the whole thing, but everything else that he said all makes sense. Nothing has been shown to be untrue. That fascinated me and made me want to get involved with helping.
Boy, the time is going by so quickly. So much I want to discuss, but you will get all of these answers and behind the scenes and how this all evolved and what young Bruce Bell went through. 12 years old, you can imagine the trauma suffered with this. The book is My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy. The website is myfatherkilledpresidentjohnfkennedy.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, you sort of brought this to the forefront of American conversation years ago with the Zapruder film that you had talked about. Once word gets out on this, and it's beginning to, I say, a headline-making book, will this sort of take our attention back to that time and basically reopen in people's minds what actually happened and that the Warren Commission was fantasy?
Well, the thing is this. I've written 12 books on the assassination. My latest one is called JFK Absolute Proof, and it presents the evidence that there was, in fact, a conspiracy. It has 1,000 photographs in it. But it matches up with what Bruce is saying, too. There's nothing that's inconsistent between the two books. And I think that people should read it with an open mind and realize this is what Bruce lived through. This is the reality of what his life was like for a long time ago, and the result of what happened to him as a result is beyond comprehension that anything like that could happen that was controlled by the government.
It's just an amazing story. A frightening story, actually, when you think what was going on behind the scenes. And a couple minutes left, Dr. Bull, I'll go to you. You mentioned another book, and I know there's talk of possibly a movie, some type of video with this. What lies ahead for, talk about the sequel for the book and other projects you're working on to get this message out there.
Well, the sequel discusses Bruce's life afterwards as a young adult and onwards as people try to squelch his telling of the story via various means. We are negotiating for a film to be made. I think that's going to happen. Bruce is feeling very encouraged by all this because this has been he's had a very difficult life as a result of carrying this burden. And to see that people are beginning to acknowledge his story and his contribution to revealing the story, I think he's feeling some degree of reward for the difficult journey he's had.
And if you're wondering, okay, how was somebody a group of people able to pull off something of this magnitude? The choreography for this is laid out in the book. My Father Killed the President, John F. Kennedy. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold. I want to ask each of you as we wrap up today, sort of your message, you think the messages that will resonate with the American public are in the book. And Dr. Bull, I'll start with you. What are some of the messages that come out of the book, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy?
Well, I think the major thing that I'm beginning to realize is that this was really a cabal and began a slide that has continued in terms of a move towards totalitarianism and we'll call it fascism in the American political scene. I don't think people realize that long shift that began way back with that, with the assassination.
And Robert, I'll ask you the same question. In terms of messages in the book, in telling this story, Bruce's story, what should resonate with the American public, do you think?
Well, he's had to put up with the lie of the Warren Commission and, you know, the lone assassin theory and Oswald's guilt, all of that, for a long, long time now, almost 60 years. And it's time that the few people that hold out that still believe the lie, because that's what they heard in the news media. I think that if they read this with an open mind, they'll see that this was really a very, very devastating action that happened. This really was something that changed the leadership of the country and the direction, specifically as it related to the Vietnam War, which is one of the main issues that we'll see in the book.
And I'm thinking as we're talking, for you, Robert, did this answer some questions that you had in your mind, questions that you were not able until now to get answers for? Or does it bring about more questions, or maybe it's a combination of both that answered some and brings to mind more?
Well, there doesn't raise more questions. It gives a lot of answers instead,
yes,
which is a great contribution to this. And once again, it's Hollywood could not have come out with a more believable, more frightening movie than what happened here to Bruce and to the country. Everybody should read it. Make up your own mind, and please look at it with an open mind.
Well, the book was.
I'd like to add that people that I know who have read the book have been very impressed with it and intrigued by the whole story.
Well, the book goes into the motivations of the assassination, including Bruce's father, who they supported, the military, the CIA, the mafia, who actually fired the shots. Okay, Lee Harvey Oswald, what was his role in this? All of those questions are addressed in this book, so well written by Bruce Bell, 12 years old at the time when he was behind the scenes and saw this unfold. The book is My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy. Their website is myfatherkilledpresidentjohnfkennedy.com. With us on the program, Kenneth Bull, a psychiatrist and editor of the book, Robert Groton, a leading authority on the Kennedy assassination. Dr. Bull, before we go, you mentioned the sequel. Where is that available? Is it available now? Where can people get that as well?
No, that's not. Has not been published just yet. It will be published very, very soon.
And I'm sure if you go to the website, My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, you'll get information on that. So much more to come from this story. It's a fascinating story. It goes back and fills in for many of us so many of those holes that I don't think anybody was satisfied with the Warren Commission report. And now we find out we were correct in that assumption. Gentlemen, Dr. Bull, Robert Groton, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're
welcome. The book is My Father Killed President John F. Kennedy, a memoir, with us on the program. Brooke is by Bruce Bell, with us on the program. Kenneth Bull and Robert Groton. The book available at Amazon, other places. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.